Just a few words of Musar on the great mitzvah of Sisit. Rav Chaim Palachi in the Sefer Kaf HaChaim in Siman Yud quotes from the great rabbis Chesed La'alafim and Orchot Yosher about the importance of laundering one's talet from time to time, whether it's the talet gadol or talet katan. He says, how shameful is it that people are so careful when it comes to their suits that they wear and their shirts, their outer garments, that nobody would ever wear a garment that's stained or dirty, but when it comes to the mitzvah of sisit, so they neglect it and they put on any, you know, ripped garment or torn, or if it has stains on it or it's yellowing, etc. So therefore he says you have to be very careful to treat your sisit at least as good as you treat the rest of the garments that you wear. So you should send it to the cleaners from time to time. Then the rabbi in Halakha Vav goes and discusses some of the perks or the benefits that we enjoy by wearing our sisit. He says, sisit is sigula liyot mechuseh mekol mazikim u'malachei habala. First of all, it protects us from all sorts of spirits and a different type of destructive angels. Then he brings from Rav Chida, zochel hinatzel me'ayin hara. It also saves a person from the evil eye. He quotes from the Gemara that says whoever wears sisit is going to merit to have many servants in the time of Mashiach. And then he quotes that the Mekubalim write that one of the tikkunim, one of the ways we fix the bad trait of kahas, which is anger, hushi yochaz bichnaf sisit. Says you hold the corner of the sisit, you hold it, and that already is supposed to rid a person from the midah of anger. And that's what the Mefarshim write when Yosef HaSadiq was telling the brothers to go back to Yaakov to let him know that he's alive. He said, "Al tirgizu badarech." He was telling them, don't get angry on the road. And if you take the words "Al tirgizu badarech," it's the same gematria as arba' sisit, which means he was telling them, don't get angry. How? Hold on to the sisit and that'll be segula. Furthermore, we learned also that from an Abenu Baqiyah that the mitzvah of sisit, people that wear it are zocheh to tahiyat ha-metim, to the resurrection. And last but not least, the Kaf HaChaim wrote, Kaf HaChaim Sofer that is, that when a person says the berakha lehit'atef besisit, he should also have kavanah rashi tevot lamed bet, lehit'atef besisit, which is 32, which is connected to 32 pathways of chokhmah, that's for the Kabbalists, and the 32 teeth in a person's mouth. He says a sigula to save a person from toothaches and all problems with his teeth, because the 32 lamed bet. So you see that the mitzvah and the berakha as well also has a lot of added significance besides the fact that you're fulfilling a mitzvah aseh, a positive commandment from the Torah. So we also have to re-strengthen ourselves and motivate ourselves to fulfill this mitzvah ketikunah.